Next patient is Elmer Sutherland. Date of consultation was 6/23. Date of consultation is 6/23/22, and the date of birth is 9/15/47. Please make a copy for Dr. Frederick Herdell, F-R-E-D-R-I-C-K, Frederick Herdell, H-E-R-D-E-L-M-D. Next paragraph. Dear Fred, thank you for sending Elmer Sutherland for primary evaluation. Next, paragraph is present illness. This is a 74-year-old white male who was diagnosed to have a pulmonary embolism and DVT, diagnosed in May 22, has been on anticoagulation, and presently takes Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily. The patient has complaints of some shortness of breath, but denied any chest pains, denies any nausea, vomiting, or leg or calf muscle pains. He has been on Eliquis 5 milligrams twice daily. And he's doing quite well. He has no fever, chills, night sweats, or weight loss. Next paragraph, past history includes history for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, peripheral neuropathy, downlytic aneurysm, GERD, diabetes mellitus type 2, pulmonary nodule, and anemia. Also has a history of DVT. Next paragraph. Habits of patients smoked for 2 years, less than a pack per day, and no alcohol use. Next paragraph. Allergies to penicillin. Next paragraph. Family history, essentially non-contributory. Next paragraph. Okay, next paragraph, system review. Oh, can you mention smoking? The patient smoked for 2 years, less than a pack, and no significant alcohol use. Next, physical exam, the savagely built averagely built elderly white male has no acute distress, no pallor, sign of this clubbing of curve for edema. Blood pressure 145/70. Pulse 84, respiration 20, temperature 97. Weight is 251. HE and norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tongue is moist, throat is injected. Neck supple, no bruise, no thyroid enlargement or lymphadenopathy. Chest, decreased excursions. Coarse weeds are scattered bilaterally with vessel cradles. The outcomes are regular, S1 and S2. No murmur, no S3. The abdomen is soft, protuberant, without masses. No organomegaly, the bowel sounds are active. Extremities. 1 plus edema, diminished peripheral pulses. Reflex of the 1 plus with no gross motor upset. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, verse number one. Next paragraph, verse number one, pulmonary embolism and deep venous thrombosis. Next paragraph, number two is DVT. Number three, hypertension. Number four is depression. Next plan, the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study. Advised to get an ultrasound exam so the right chest to evaluate the effusion. And advised to come in for follow-up approximately 6 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy of this for Dr. Hypertension number three, depression number four. Next plan, the patient will get a repeat chest x-ray and they will use to sit back. Next paragraph, impression number one, asthmatic bronchitis, and number three is pulmonary embolism, number four, history of DVT. Number four is depression. Next plan, the patient will plan to continue. Next plan, the patient will get a complete pulmonary function study, an ultrasound examination of the chest, and he will continue the anticoagulation with Eliquis. A copy of his recent lab work will be requested, and a follow-up visit be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation, Dr. D'Souza.